This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Randolph, the freshman, missed the first, made the second. What does the third hold? Third free throw from Randolph. In and out, tipped out of bounds, and that's it! Eastern Shore comes down to Tallahassee. They beat Florida A&M 60-58. Off the schneid, their first road win in almost 2 years. Their first Division I win of the season. Cliff Reed high-fiving everybody, high-fiving his whole team, and he will be the happiest man in the building as he wanders over to have a talk with us. You said this was a dark horse Florida A&M team to win the MEAC this season. I'd say they were pretty good. I'd say we were pretty good today, too.
Well, I just want to say congratulations to the young men in the locker room. They just don't have any quit in them. And I know people thought we would, but I see the resolve in those young men as they continue to fight. And I thought FAMU is a dark horse, not necessarily win the league, but be one of the top teams up in the league. They could surprise you because he's a good coach and they're very disciplined. They don't beat themselves. So hats off to them. But I got to give my guys kudos. And my assistant coaches, Raheem Waller, did a super job with the scout and Ace Custer. They've been getting these guys prepared and making them better all the time. So glory to God with this win.
Brian Andino had an explosive segment there early in the first half. He finished with 14, and Gabriel Jimfey stepped in his place when they put the clamp down on him. It was a real team effort amongst your veterans and your newcomers today, it seemed.
Yes, Dino came out and really sparked us early, got us a lead, got us a halftime lead, probably for the first time this year against a Division I opponent. And then the rest of the guys picked him up. The rest of the guys did a super job, and that's what I told him earlier, a month and a half ago. We need each other. We all need one another for us to be successful.
Certainly a raucous atmosphere here at Florida A&M, similar to what we'll get, I'm sure, on Monday against Bethune-Cookman. But your team knows how to win in the extreme loud from Saturday. We'll see if it carries over into Monday, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Bethune-Cookman is a different animal, and we'll have to do some other things much better in order to have an opportunity to beat them when we go down there. And then it definitely is a raucous and maybe the most tough, difficult place to play when they have all of their students there.
And you know they will on a holiday, and we're looking forward to that, Coach. Congratulations. We'll see you in Daytona.
Thank you.
Cliff Reed, head coach of the victorious Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks, winners the MEAC for the first time this season, 60-58 in overtime over the Florida A&M Rattlers.